Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
For 3 weeks now, we have been talking with Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place about what it may look like on Judgment Day, what we're going to face, we all will face someday, and are we prepared? And we're going to talk with Dee Dee, welcome to the show again, as always, every Wednesday. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We're going to discuss the parable of the talents.
Yes.
Yeah, and we left off last week. Trying to remember, we were talking about we have three people. Well, let's sum it up. Three people. God gives talent. The owner of the place gives five talents to one man, doubles it. Five talents to another person, doubles it. Five, two, and one. The one with five doubles it. The one with two doubles it. The one with one takes the talents, buries it, we assume it's money or whatever it is, and puts it in the ground, does nothing with it,
right?
And accomplishes nothing. And that person is sent to the place where you have gnashing of teeth.
Yes. Well,
sounds like
let's find out how we got there.
That concerns me. When we last discussed this, I understand it, that God was pleased. I want to make sure I get this. It's worth mentioning, taking a minute
to
explain it.
Yeah, we're going to come to that.
Okay, he's pleased with the people with five, pleased with the people who doubled the two. He's not pleased with the person who just took the talents and did nothing with them.
Exactly. And we're going to find out why. Let's just look at the parable. So he digs the hole in the ground and he hides his master's money. This is Matthew 25, and we're going to start up at verse 19.
Okay.
Now, after a long time, the master of the slaves comes and he settles accounts with them, okay? Because we are stewards of God's grace and of the things that God entrusts to us, material and immaterial. So the one who received the five talents came up and showed the master, look, I've doubled it. And the master says, well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. So in other words, we find out that when God gives us something, he is looking for our responsiveness to the grace that he gives us, to the gifts that he gives us, material or immaterial. He is looking who knows how to use and steward and multiply the kingdom and multiply my grace. And this guy knew how to do it. And remember from the first parable, we have the Lord Holy Spirit living inside of us. We don't have to be the mastermind. You know, we can ride shotgun with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead us into ways of being good stewards. So it's not about my performance. It's about my submission and obedience to the Lord Holy Spirit, who is in my life, who wants to guide my life if I will let him.
Okay.
So he gets the highest commendation from the Lord. Now the two-talent man gets the exact same commendation in verses 22 through 23. So what does that tell us? God is not concerned about how much he gave us and you know, how much, you know, toys we ended up with in the end or how much we did. He is looking at our hearts. So if my capacity is only two and I work and double that two, he's just as pleased with me as somebody whose capacity was five.
Okay.
Because he's looking at each one of us according to our capacity. In other words, Jerry, he's looking at my heart.
Okay, but now we get down to but is this talents or it still sounds like it's deeds is what we're talking about?
It's our heart is shown through our deeds.
Okay.
So you know, one man says, "I have faith," and James said, "I'll show you my faith by my life, by my deeds." So you know, we have to get away from this Gnostic idea that there's a spiritual realm that is somehow totally disconnected from the physical. We are incarnational creatures. Jesus incarnated himself into the physical world and did things in this world, and God expects us to do the same. And he incarnates himself through his church with the Holy Spirit. And he expects us to do something with that, not to just say, I got your grace, I got your salvation. I don't have to do anything. I mean, this is what God is warning us against.
So we come down to the most troubling part is the one with one talent.
That one talent guy, he just walks up to the Lord and begins to criticize the character of God.
That's, you know, you're right. I just noticed that.
Yes.
I know that you're a hard man.
Yes, you're a hard man. That means you're not fair.
Okay.
You're not fair. You're exacting. You reap where you did not sow and gather where you scattered no seed. And that's an outright lie.
Mm-hmm.
He sowed into that man's life. First of all, he gave him the gift of life. Then he gave him the talent that was according to his capacity. And he's expecting a harvest. And this guy says, you didn't scatter any seed. That's an outright lie.
So if this person had come up and said, Master, I know you're a gracious and generous man. And I know you're a wonderful, you're the great God who's done everything for me. But I was afraid I was going to make a mistake. And I felt like if I tried to make more of my talents than I could, I might do more harm than good. So therefore, I hid your talent in the ground and I gave you back what you had, because even though I know you're a wonderful God, I was afraid because I didn't have confidence in myself. I was uncertain of myself, and that's why I'm giving you back what you gave me. Now, that there is no person like that in this parable.
No, there isn't.
If there was, is it okay? It's a commercial. Go. This is a good tease. We should we can we speculate that what God would have said to somebody who went to him worshiping him and saying, I was afraid of what I had done? It's a good question. I got to be honest. I had never thought of that until just now. And I'm kind of curious what your response will be. We'll continue our discussion with Dee Dee Hansen and tell you about some programs going on over at The Growing Place that you might want to be involved in. We'll do that after this break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up when it's all over.
All summer long, The Growing Place presents Courageous Living DVD series. It starts June 11th, Saturday morning at 10 to 11:30, an hour and a half seminar, Understanding Your Emotions, no charge. And if you'd like to learn more about it, Saturdays, 10 o'clock to 11:30, Saturday mornings, there's a whole series of them going on through the end of August. The first one is June 11th, coming up. To find out more information, I'll give you two contacts. One is their phone number at The Growing Place, 588-0448, or you can go to their website, tgplace.com, TG for The Growing, and then place.com, tgplace.com. Also, if you have some issues that you want to deal with, some family issues, maybe some addiction problems or whatever it may be, problems with the kids, you know, you might want to contact The Growing Place at one of those two contacts, tgplace.com or 588-0448, and get involved in their Courageous Living DVD series, talking to Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place about interesting topic, what the kingdom of God is going to look like on Judgment Day when we go up there. And we're talking about the five talents. And I want to reiterate, we have the five and the two who did everything that God wanted them to do. You know, they took the talents that God had given them, made them flourish, doubled them. The other one, the guy with one talent, said, you know what? You're a vicious God. You're tough. You're a mean God. I was afraid, you know, so I took my talents and I hit him, and I'm just giving him back because, you know, you kind of scare me a little bit, God. And I don't know if I want to, you know, I didn't want to make a mistake. But what's not said in the parable, Gidi, is what if this guy was loved God, trusted God, I mean, really, but was just didn't have the inner confidence and was afraid and didn't do anything with the talents God gave him because he or she just didn't have you know, the fortitude, the strength to do it.
I would tell that man, don't wait until Judgment Day to deal with your issue of lack of self-confidence.
Okay.
Deal with it now.
Okay.
That's what these parables are here for. Mm-hmm. They're to tell us these are the things that are important to God. Don't leave your unfinished business for Judgment Day. You have a whole lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You lack the confidence to use the talents and abilities or resources, material, whatever God has given you. Why wait until the end and you know, roll the dice? I mean, deal with it now.
There is no answer to the question that I posed then, is there? There's no clear
only
answer.
Only Jesus could answer that. I won't presume. But I will give an answer to anybody who's struggling with that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait.
Right.
Get it right with God right now. Mm-hmm. Your fears, whatever it is. Because he is telling us in clear terms, I expect you to use what I give you.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that I understand it. And excuse me, this parable does conflict with some theologians, but you know, the parable's right. The theologians are wrong, obviously, because so it comes down to one of the favorite topics we always have is can you be saved by grace alone, or do good works enter the equation? And
well,
based on this parable, it sounds like good works do enter the equation.
If you have the grace, you have to use it.
Okay.
Okay, the grace comes freely, but if you are given grace and you don't use it, what good was that grace?
Mm-hmm.
You just bury it. It didn't transform you. It didn't change you. It didn't do anything to you.
The one concern I have is that those will listen to this and say, okay, I have to go do this. I got to go do that. I got to start doing this. And maybe that's a good thing, but if people are doing it out of fear that, my God, I'm going to be...
We have to take these issues to the Lord.
Yes.
If our relationship with God is fear-based, what good is his grace?
Right.
It says, I love you unconditionally. Mm-hmm. If we're still in fear, go see a Christian therapist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just deal with it.
Right.
Don't try to change the Bible and all of Christian thinking to let your fear sit in the middle of your heart. God mm-hmm. does not want that fear there. Perfect love casts out fear.
Yeah.
So deal with the fear.
Mm-hmm.
This man was not afraid, and Jesus is going to call him on it.
I noticed that. I'm glad you did point that out.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Yeah, he says, I knew you to be a hard man, and he's basically just giving God the business there.
He is.
Yeah, he's giving him the business. You know, you're not a good guy.
You're not a good God. You're unjust. You're unfair, and I was afraid, mm-hmm. and so I hid your talent, and see, here's what's yours. You can just see him throwing it in mm-hmm. our Lord's face. But then our Lord, who's a truth speaker, says, you are wicked, you wicked, lazy slave. What was the real reason he didn't use the talent?
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad man and he's a lazy man. Now put a little if in front of that, you knew. If you knew that I reap where I do not sow and gather where I scattered no seed, then you should have at least done what the godless secular person would have done.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to understand the Jewish view of usury is what the Gentiles do. It's not what any follower, any good Jew would do.
Mm-hmm.
They did not believe in usury. So you should have at least done what any godless secular person would have done and at least given me back what the world gives me back. When I bless them.
So the person with the one talent is a person who is not just, you know, an innocent bystander. This is a person who never accepted God. It did more than not accept God. Sounds like he insulted God.
Yes.
Yeah. The story rings differently when that's presented. And you're right. Boy, I hate to use the term, the devil is in the details. The devil is in the details.
Yeah.
Because that's when you read what he says. It makes, you know, that Jesus is a hard man.
Sense.
It makes complete sense then.
And
I get it.
The Lord says, I'm not going to let my grace be wasted. In verse 28, he says, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. Now, why to that guy and not the 5-talent man? Because a 10-talent man has the capacity.
We'll continue our discussion. Well, wrap up our discussion, I should say, with Dede Hansen, The Growing Place, today on this Wednesday, discussing what Judgment Day might look like when our time comes. We'll wrap things up for this show right after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place. She takes clients. If you're looking to learn a little bit more about yourself, if you're having issues with you or your family, and you need some counseling, some guidance in your life, whatever it is, she is a Christian, and like everybody at The Growing Place, they provide things if you're a Christian from a Christian perspective, and can help you with maybe some of the problems you or family members have, relationship issues, or addiction issues. I certainly recommend The Growing Place. You can go to their website, tgplace.com. You can make an appointment with Gidi or one of their other people who you can talk to, family therapists, counselors. Their number is 588-0448, 588-0448, or again, tgplace.com to find out more about The Growing Place. Talking to Gidi Hansen, wrapping up today's discussion on the parable of the talents, and we're down to the end of it. Don't need to recap. The guy with five talents does what he's supposed to do. God's happy. The guy with two talents does what he was supposed to do, doubles the talents. God is happy and pleased. The guy with one talent criticizes God, said he's a bad God. He just keeps the talent, buries it, hands it back to God, and says, I knew you to be kind of a mean guy, so I just said, here's your talent, and I'm done with it. God casts him to hell and says,
waste his grace.
Okay.
God takes the grace that was given to him, and he gives it to the guy who has 10 talents, because that guy knows how to use God's grace.
So we reap what other people don't sow in some ways. If we're good stewards, God will take from
God will entrust us with more. You know, Joseph in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis is a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
The more, you know, Jesus said, if you're faithful in little things, you'll be faithful in big things.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gives us in this life little things to be faithful in, so that our heart will be shown. Where are we with God's grace that he gives us so freely?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and grace is a precious, precious thing. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something where I say it's my due and mm-hmm. I can do with it what I want. God may give me his grace freely, but his eye is on me. How am I using the grace? Am I wasting it? Let's say God gives a doctor the talent to be a great surgeon and he becomes an abortionist.
Yeah.
Okay? Am I not using it like this man? Mm-hmm. Or am I using it for a wrong purpose, like I'm going to use it to glorify myself?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of to glorify God. So the grace is free, but what we do with it, we will answer for. Mm-hmm. And I think this parable will say that. And if we look at verse 29, Jesus says, to everyone who has grace and uses it well, more shall be given and he will have an abundance. But the one who does not have, who does not use the grace that I give them, even what he has will be taken away. If you're not going to use it, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness, which is a picture of hell. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So with all this emphasis of grace, we need to understand God watches to see what we do with it.
Mm-hmm. That's a big parable.
It is.
We've gone through two of them now. I want to make sure before we go on next week to the last parable, which is called the judgment, that we've actually kind of set and hoping where we're going to go here, because I think we imagine what's going to happen when we're dead. I do, and I think, okay, I'm going to be face to face with God. And there's going to be that moment where I'm like, do I go here or do I go down here? It's a scary thought. It's a very scary thought, especially when the Bible is filled with verses that talk about some of the most scariest verses in the Sermon on the Mount. I hardly know you. You mentioned my name.
Well, those are frightening.
Those
Absolutely.
Are frightening words.
They are.
Those are the most frightening words in the Bible.
I agree.
And so I'm hoping where we get to is, Are we doing what we're supposed to do? Are we living the lives we're supposed to live?
That's great,
when we
Jared,
get to that point.
And that's what these parables help us take an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
And I want to remind people, I know that without getting into too much personal life, in my life when I was younger, I did things. I was the guy with one talent. I was the one talent guy. And if God had taken me at that time, I would be gnashing teeth. And you know, I
can agree with you with my life as well.
Yeah. And I want to remind anybody who's maybe listening for the first time and just haven't turned the dial and came across is that, and I know we agree on this, is that all of our sins are forgiven and wiped completely clean, as though all the errors we made in our past never happened. And you get new talents, and you start over with those talents.
That's right.
And all that wasted talents that you had for the first 40 years of your life, or 20 years of your life, or 80 years of your life, are all gone. And please correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to preach something that's not accurate.
Yes, we are forgiven, and we start afresh and anew, and God's grace is unending to us. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, yes, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, and you don't know his forgiveness, you can just pray a simple prayer and tell him that you believe he is the Son of God and that he died for your sins and that you repent, that you're sorry for all your sins. Would you please wash them away and come into my life and be the ruler of my life from now on?
Mm-hmm.
And he will do that. And God knows how much grace I have wasted. I know I'm still wasting grace,
mm-hmm.
because I know that I do things that I'm not even aware of.
Yeah.
And so to have this base covered, I just ask him, please forgive me.
Perfect.
Forgive me.
Perfect way to end the show. Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We will wrap our discussion on what, well, not wrap it up. We've got a couple more weeks left. We'll talk about the final parable called The Judgment next Wednesday. With Gidi Hansen from The Growing Place. If you ever want to make an appointment with Gidi or learn more about The Growing Place, go to tgplace.com, tgplace.com, or call them at 588-0448. Great discussion as always. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.